Friends, here's what we're going to talk about today on Tour Creativity. I'm going to share with you part of a speech delivered by a former president of the United States, Donald Trump. I'm kidding. It's going to be by Theodore Roosevelt. This speech has encouraged so many over the years. And before you cancel me, Brené Brown reads it in a TED Talk, citing that it changed her life. And you can't cancel Brené Brown, can you? Don't cancel Brené Brown. Let's go. Hey, welcome to Tour Creativity, a podcast by Benjamin Harding. That's me. You can find me on Instagram at bhardingmusic and on my website, benjaminharding.net. Thank you so much for listening. No matter who you are, if you are a human being, you are made in the image of God. You need to understand that you are valued and treasured, and I have it as my mission on this podcast to come alongside you with ideas from current thinking that are presented in an easy to understand and even practical way. I hope that this podcast encourages you and moves you. I hope that it gives you inspiration and that it challenges your life, family, work, and business. And yes, there will be tips, tools, and strategies shared. Let's get into today's episode. Wait, stop the presses. I thought that this was the Benjamin Harding podcast. Wasn't that the subject of episode 12? Yeah, about that. So, under the advice of some of my mentors, I've returned the podcast name to the original name in the first place. I know it's confusing, but see episode 12 for the change in direction of content. But we're back to Tour Creativity. Onward! Okay, and so briefly, the 26th president of the United States was Theodore Roosevelt. He was sickly when he was younger, and his father encouraged him to build his body to be as strong as his mind. And so he developed a program for himself called The Strenuous Life. This man was legendary. I mean, after his wife passed, he moved to the Dakotas to become a rancher. He was shot in the chest and then proceeded to give an hour-long speech. And probably most famously, he's portrayed by Robin Williams in Night at the Museum. My kids were watching it this morning. So, so fun. Classic. So the part of the speech that I'm going to read today on this podcast is called Man in the Arena. It's a famous paragraph from a larger speech entitled Citizenship in a Republic. He delivered this speech at the Sorbonne in Paris, and he did so after hunting thousands and collecting thousands of animals in the continent of Africa to be collected for the Smithsonian. This guy is intense. Okay, so I share this speech with my students often, and I think you are going to see why I share it when you hear it. Okay, here it goes. Minus reading it through a big, thick mustache. Doesn't have quite the same effect. But here it goes, clean shaven. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. It takes an incredible amount of courage to create and make things for the benefit of others. And if you are doing so, you are that man in the arena, the doer of deeds, the one who is striving valiantly, the one who errs, who falls down and knows the pain of failure, but who continues to strive for their fellow man and make a difference in this world. This is an incredible speech that I refer to often when I get a little discouraged about the efforts that I am making to make this world a better place through my creativity, through my scholarship, through my work. I go back to this speech. I go back to this speech often and picture myself in the arena. Friends, you can picture yourselves in the arena. Don't let cynicism grab a hold of you, but let this man of action who is stumbling around, but fighting with bravery and courage, seizing the moment to make a difference for himself, for his family, and for his friends, for his world. You are the man in the arena. This is the man who counts. It's not the cynic. It's not the critic. It's not the hater. You are the one that counts. Failure is okay in this context, because at least you're in the arena trying things, learning things, adapting to do what is needed in the moment. You are daring greatly. Man, I love this speech. I hope that this reading, this plain reading, and just a couple of comments afterwards, encourages you to look deeper into history and into the life of Teddy Roosevelt, and to take a look at what you're doing for the benefit of yourself and for others as an act of tremendous courage. It takes courage to create, to learn, to fail, to adapt. It takes courage to take action and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining me today on Toward Creativity. I'll see you again on Thursday of this week, where I'm going to be releasing a very special interview. See you then.